Good afternoon and welcome. It's Food for Thought. Steve Smith in for Adrian Kolbo today, and glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. We are just getting the school year kind of underway, and with me from the Sioux City Community Schools Foundation. No, is that it? Did I get it right?
Sioux City Public Schools Foundation.
Public
but
schools.
We're the Sioux City Community School District, so you're right on point.
Okay, it's Carrie Trinan. Hello, Carrie.
It is always such a pleasure to see you, Steve.
Oh, it's nice to see you, and nice to be seen, and nice to be talking to you across the table here. We've got, like I just mentioned, the school year just got underway, and you guys are already doing work to help hungry kids. So that's good. Let's talk about it. You've got a big event coming up.
You bet. The Sioux City Public Schools Foundation is a year-round organization. So we love having the kids and the teachers back in the classroom because it ups the energy around our office as well. But we've been talking through the summer months a little bit about how we can support our students coming back to school. There's so many needs that a lot of people are aware of, you know, the back-to-school supplies and the backpacks. But one of the things that often gets overlooked is the fact that many of those kids have a hard time paying for their meals, even at the reduced lunch price. So Sioux City Community School District has 70% of our kids that qualify for the free or reduced meal programs. And that's a big number. That was surprising to me.
Yeah, that is a lot, it seems.
Right. Many of the elementary schools in specific qualify for 100% of the kids to be on the free lunch program, which is great.
Let's talk about that, because I think a lot of people don't understand that whole, and it's a statewide program with the free and reduced 100% for everybody, not just kids who are at the poverty level or below, but everybody gets free and reduced lunch,
right,
and breakfast.
What typically happens there is that there's a minimum number of students in the school that all do qualify for the free or reduced meal program, mm-hmm. where there's a point that it's easier to count the kids or harder to count the kids who don't have free lunch than that do have the free lunch. That school will qualify for the 100% free program. And I believe there are 9 of our elementary schools that are completely 100% free and reduced lunch right now in Sioux City. Mm-hmm. That being said, some of the families are still on the reduced pricing structure, or maybe mom and dad haven't applied and filled out that paperwork that's necessary to be able to qualify. And so we have kids who never go hungry. The school district always takes care of those meals, but they might be getting a little bit different meal than what some of their classmates are having. And when you're in middle school, that can be not a great moment, right?
Right, because when you're in middle school, especially middle school is particularly bad.
Middle school pride and ego.
Anything that you can find that's different about anybody, that's fodder for bad things sometimes.
Absolutely. And the school district does their very best to make sure that the kids are all on equal footing in every aspect. But since this is kind of a federal level program, you know, there are requirements about what the kids have to be able to be served if they haven't paid their school lunch account. And what we'd like to do with the help of the community is just make sure that we can keep all of those school lunch accounts current and make sure that any of the habitually delinquent accounts are taken care of and paid off. And so one way to help do that is to go out to eat.
Go out to eat.
Don't cook at home day.
Okay. So yeah, tell us about this. Now, this is a way that you can not have to cook at home, get something somewhere that you might be going out anyway, and then also have part of that money contributed to this program, the Dine Out for Education benefit.
You bet. Tuesday, which is September 10th. All day long, we're going to be encouraging families around the community to dine out for education. And we're so thrilled. We've got a number of participating restaurants. Okay, if I list them off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wonderful. So Alicia's Taco Dome.
That's down in Sergeant Bluff, right?
Yes. Okay. And Bar Louie. Mm-hmm. The Brightside Cafe.
Both of those are downtown, as is Buffalo Alice.
And Burger King, all of the Sioux City locations.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. And
the other Chick-fil-A
both in the mall and outside of the mall, mm-hmm. Alfredo's Pizza, which, come on, you know, there's the constant ongoing Jerry's versus Alfredo's debate in Sioux City. Our family is all Alfredo's all the way.
I go back and forth, but yeah, this is for a good cause. So
Alfredo's
definitely going to tilt the scale. Is this just the Alfredo's on the north side? Or West Side?
Yep. West Side Alfredo's, you bet. And then the Hy-Vee on Hamilton, Gordon Drive, Sargent Road. And that's good on the Chinese food, on the pizza, on the deli area, all of their restaurant type things.
Not for groceries, though.
Not for groceries. That'd be cool. Maybe next year, right?
Then you would have to cook at home.
Navaretti's, Trattoria Fresco, and Table 32.
Okay. So that's a good long list.
Wide variety. So you're going to have to figure out how you can get first breakfast, second breakfast.
Okay.
So mid-morning snack.
It would help if you were a hobbit.
Hobbit-like tendencies would be encouraged.
Certainly, at least for one day.
Stretchy pants,
Do it for the kids.
It is for the kids.
Wear suspenders.
But it's a great way to support our local restaurants. Easy, really, honestly, on a Tuesday night, just after the start of the school year. Who wants to cook dinner? Let's just go out. But it's all day long, breakfast, lunch, dinner, to-go items, delivery. The restaurants are supporting our public schools. And the funds raised will help to support not only that delinquent school lunch account, but it does help with a lot of the other equity programs around the school district. And so
equity programs, explain those.
Anywhere that we can close the education gap. There are lots of different things that our kids encounter when you're experiencing food insecurity at home. Often you have some of the other basic supplies that are missing as well. We have programs that just help our kids participate in extracurriculars. And so it might be a scholarship to go on a trip with your speech or debate team.
Okay.
Or maybe extra support for one of our kids in the HOSA, Health Occupational Students of America, our HOSA competitions. The NASA trips are supported for some of our kids who would be excited to participate, qualified to attend, but might not be able to afford some of the registration fees and that sort of thing that go with.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have caps and gowns at the end of the year for our students who are graduating. Some of our seniors have put in all of the hard work, but the $50 that it costs for a cap and gown is a barrier. And so then without the help of the community and with the Public Schools Foundation, they wouldn't walk at graduation. They just kind of get their diploma in the mail, and we want to help them celebrate, make sure that they're part of that celebration.
Because let's face it, you're never going to wear the cap and gown again. It's a $50
right.
one-time fee for that, something that will
I know.
Be in their closet.
We're in the
forever.
Wrong business. I think we probably should start doing that instead of the Dine Out for Education event.
You should use that as a fundraiser for the rest of your program.
Steve, we're just coming up with great things today. I love where this is going. But the Public Schools Foundation, for those who aren't familiar, the organization has been around since the 80s, but really just in the last few years, we've been able to connect directly with the school district and create some pretty significant change for our students. Last year, with the help of our community supporters, we put back just over $400,000 into the Sioux City Community Schools. And that helps with so many different things for our kids, from art to science, technology, math. We support a lot of students who have great opportunities in front of them, and they just fall a little bit short on that need spectrum.
You want to make sure that they can capitalize on those opportunities.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure that our kids are in the spotlight and center stage, even on a national or international stage, because we've got such talent in Sioux City. We want to make sure that those kids get the experiences that they need.
And those fees and things that you have to pay for that just kind of come along the course of a school year, they just keep coming, don't they?
They sure do. And we also make sure to fund innovative programs. Our teachers are the core of where we get the ideas that we fund. And so the Public Schools Foundation works really closely with our educators and works with specific student groups like the East High Show Choir or maybe the West High Band. These individual parent and student groups are part of the core mission of the Public Schools Foundation. And so we're here to make it a little bit easier on those parents, kids, and teachers to get their really innovative, wonderful educational ideas off the ground.
Yeah, I know East Show Choir, the headliners were all over the country or go all over the country like once a year usually. So
they have been very successful, and it's a wonderful opportunity for those kids to really get to bond as a team and to learn a lot of skills. You know, they're called soft skills, but I really think they're core skills, right? Mm-hmm. That teamwork, right. Communication, creativity, some of the other really important things that come out of being a part of a group that's not in a classroom.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of just learning just from the jump is you can't learn really anything if you have gnawing pangs of hunger. And that's a big part of what you guys do, too.
Well, Steve, Dine Out for Education is replacing a fundraiser we did a couple of years ago. And we asked people to fast for 30 hours and to raise some money while they were doing it.
I
fasted 1 year and it was amazing. After about that hour 20, it got really super hard to type an email. And remember your name. Some of the little things, right? I was surprised. I really didn't think it would be as hard as it was to go without food for 30 hours. And it gave me a lot of empathy for those kids who maybe leave on Friday after school and don't have a meal until Monday when they show back up for breakfast, and how tough it must be to concentrate and be able to be part of a classroom.
Yeah, we have Linda Scheid from the food bank come out quite a bit, and she'll talk about the backpack program where they send
wonderful
kids
partners.
Home. Right. Mm-hmm. So what else, what other kinds of events do you have going on after this one on the 10th of September?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
Well, that's why I'm here, Carrie. Otherwise, you have to just stand here and record stuff by yourself.
The Dine Out for Education is the first thing on our list of items this year. You'll see a little bit more of the Public Schools Foundation from December to January. We'll be doing a drive for essential needs: hats, coats, mittens, socks, shoes, some of those sorts of things. You know, partway through the school year, things don't fit anymore, or they've gotten lost on the playground or somewhere between school and home. And so
you get a lot of one glove kids by January.
You have to share a pair, right? And then in January, we're doing our inaugural Winter Carnival, and I'm very excited about it. It's an opportunity for student groups to earn some funds for their individual activities, and it'll be a family-style carnival. You can come out, do crafts and games, and we'll be over at the Long Line Center.
Okay.
The student groups will be hosting all of the fun, and we're there to be a part of the entertainment. And we'll have more details about it. I'm sure we can come and talk to you again soon.
Oh, okay. Well, so there will be student groups from like any schools that want to participate can have their own set up a booth at the carnival.
You bet. And we're actually taking applications now. So any of the high school, middle school, heck, I guess an elementary school group would be fine. But things like face painting and arts and crafts, any kind of a carnival game of chance, sort of thing. And it's a great fundraiser for our high school kids to entertain some of the elementary school kids and earn a little bit of money for their activities as well.
I know, elementary kids always are so in awe of high school kids.
It's the cool. I'm in awe of high school kids. They're really cool. But a good way for our older kids to connect with our younger kids. Maybe inspire them a little bit. Give them something to aim
mentorship.
For.
Mentorship.
Yeah. You bet.
So what's when do you have anything going on after that later in the year?
Of course, we always have in April our Are You Smarter Than Our Fourth Grader event. And are you smarter than our fourth graders, Steve?
I have my days, but I think today most fourth graders would get by on me. But
always a really fun way to connect with the Public Schools Foundation. We'll have celebrities from around the area competing against each other, answering fourth grade level questions. And I'm surprised at how little I know every time we put those questions to go. They get the help of a student panel. Some of our best and brightest fourth graders around the school district will be there to help them out. And all of it supports the three main initiatives that the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation supports: arts and culture, STEM, and then any equity issues, places where we can close the education gap in scholarships, caps and gowns, school supplies, lunch accounts, that sort of thing.
How much of your funding comes from the fundraising events? How much comes from private donors, that type of thing?
We've been very lucky to have supportive private donors around the community and really some wonderful grant opportunities. You may have noticed around town there are brighter baseball fields. We've been able to put up the baseball lights on three high school fields around town, a project that's 40 years in the making. And that was funded through baseball grant. What we've really found success with is leveraging local dollars to be able to apply for funds from outside of the community to support education.
All right. Well, the next big event is coming up on Tuesday. So it's not this coming Tuesday after Labor Day. It's the following Tuesday. That's September 10th. It's the Dine Out for Education, which benefits the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation. With me, what are you? What's your official title, Carrie?
Queen of all things.
The Queen of all things.
Exactly. Executive Director.
Executive Director
for the
Sioux City Public Schools Foundation. Talking about the Dine Out for Education, you can go to various different places. Is there a website people can go to find out more?
Sioux City Public Schools Foundation, so scpsf.org, has the list of all the restaurants. And we're just hoping to see you out to eat. Feel free to not cook and support our schools.
Maybe go hungry the day before so you're super hungry that day.
I like the idea of ordering ahead. So you get a pizza from Alfredo's, put it in the fridge for the next night. Not the worst idea, right?
No, not the worst idea at all. All right. Well, thank you so much, Carrie Trinan. This has been Steve Smith for Food for Thought, sitting in for Adrian Kolbo today. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back next week.